This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In Arizona, Democratic Senate candidate Kristen Sinema has expanded her lead over Republican opponent Martha McSally in the Arizona Senate race as officials continue to tally mail-in ballots, a change in fortunes that could narrow the size of the GOP majority next year. Sinema now leads McSally 49.3% to 48.3%. Under new policies in California, New Jersey, New York, and beyond, risk assessment algorithms recommend to judges whether a person who's been arrested should be released. These advanced mathematical models appear colorblind on the surface, but they are based on factors that are not only highly correlated with race and class, but also significantly influenced by pervasive bias in the criminal justice system. Lena Hidalgo, a 27-year-old Democrat, narrowly won an upset election to lead Harris County, which includes Houston, and is the third most populous county in the country and the largest in Texas. She beat the 11-year Republican incumbent, becoming the first woman and the first Latina elected to the county judge office. In the midterms, white identity politics failed to hold Trump's 2016 gains. Some of the biggest swings against the GOP were among middle and lower income Americans, not just among affluent suburbanites. The upper Midwest swung back towards Democrats, and among whites without college degrees, Democrats improved on Hillary Clinton's showing by 8 percentage points, identical to their gains among college-educated whites. Leading heart experts released cholesterol management guidelines calling on doctors to tailor treatment to more personalized risk assessments of each patient. Turkey has given audio recordings of the death of Jamal Khashoggi to the U.S., Saudis, and European countries. The number of women in state prisons has increased by 800% in the past 40 years. The number of women in local jails is 14 times higher than it was in the 1970s, with most not convicted but too poor to post bail. A 250,000 children have a mother in jail, and 1 in 9 black children has a parent who is or has been incarcerated. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.